My dear brothers and sisters, as usual, the convention of disturbing the silence is there. We have been hearing the voice of the Master in our heart for the past 1 hour, and it has been a downpour of peace, quiet, calmness. Use any word we like, it is anything other than the noise. We had occasion to observe yesterday the statement of the Master that gatherings of this sort makes this place a temple. And here, in today's message, Master says, my heart remains connected with you all, a very great assurance. What else do we require? The presence of the Master with us all the time. It is no matter of faith that he is talking. He is talking about a fact. The fact of the Master being with us. Whenever we think about him, he comes running towards us, as he has stated in one of his messages. And when he says, my heart remains connected with you all, where? Here and elsewhere. Not only in this congregation he is connected, he is connected to all the people in the world. Yesterday Brother Gopalaya, talking about Master, was casually referring to the principle of special personality. Though it is not the time or the place to talk about it, still since he has talked about it, I would like to offer my opinions about it. Special personality has got his own tasks. He is not the Sri Ramchandra of Shahjahanpur. He is a lord. He is not just Jagat Guru as Lord Krishna is. He is the Lord. He is now working out the destinies of men. The dimensions of his work I don't think we understand at all. Because we are petty people, all the time thinking about our problems, our pains and our sufferings. Rarely do we think about what is the welfare of humanity. Very rarely we think about what is good for all. Good for me is as good as being good for all. This is one of the perverse logics. Here and elsewhere, what does he mean by that? Not only in this world and in the dimensions of this world. As he has put it, he has got a job cut out for the universe. Many of his predictions or sayings are coming true. Only thing is that we do not apply our mind in that direction. Because they don't seem to be relevant. What does it matter whether the Gulf Stream moves this way or that way? Frankly speaking, how many of us understand that? And when he says that he is connected with us here and elsewhere, he also says simultaneously, giving impulse in unbroken silence to affect the hearts naturally. in due course. It is the silence that he is talking about. So it is what we call in Telugu Sabha Maryada. When you are talking about Master, you should know how to restrain yourself. We should be silent. Then only you can hear him. We seem to have solutions for all the problems that the world is facing now. And we'll be passing judgments about the several heads of states as if they don't know what is their job. We don't understand that there are certain Vasus and Dhruvas and Dhruvadhipatis who are working at higher planes. They were all hinted in reality at dawn. But how many of us would like to keep our mouths shut and keep our eyes wide open to see what is happening? Orientation to the Master all the time alone can give us some glimpse of what is the work. Babaji was magnanimous in one occasion when he said that several things are happening through my abhyasis. They do not know. Because we are embodiment of the Master, several things do happen. Keep up your purity. Keep up your perfection. That is the only way by which you can allow the Master to function through you. You apply your will, you are trying to ruin the will of Master. Your will must totally synchronize with that of the Master. That means you become silent and he alone will work. I have an occasion to narrate. Long back, Babaji in his autobiography was referring to how other advanced souls in the same satsang were also transmitting. While he was transmitting, others also were transmitting. They are great people. They could see and understand what the Master was trying to do. But here also we try to interfere in our own way. I will give power to the person who is transmitting. I have heard these statements and it makes me sick. Why don't we understand our limitations? Why don't we understand that God is absolutely omniscient? There is nothing that he cannot do on his own. If he requires our services, he knows how to draw. Here and elsewhere, it is the Master who is ruling. So keep up that reverential attitude all the time. It will affect the hearts naturally in due course. Why not immediately? If God is omniscient and omnipotent, why not our transformation happen just like that? It takes time. For any transformation, it takes time. Growth is possible only in the context of time. Development is possible only when you take into consideration the nature of time. Time is a very difficult concept to understand. It is not the clock time that matters. We sat for an hour just now. 60 minutes have gone. But we felt it as no time. The number of minutes were not 60. They were less than 5 or 10. Even our mind was active. When we have yielded to the Divine, and Master's will, time shrunk. And that is our experience. There's a collapse of time, as I always call it. How does it happen? Because in reality, Master is a big cipher. Zero, Shunya. So everything finally collapses. It is will of the Master that there is a play called life. It is not our will. I don't think any of us here can claim that we were born at our will. We are not the doers. It is the Master in us who is the doer. Be aware of him. The coming 2 days, one day perhaps, only one day, today and tomorrow, be in the thought of the Master more intensely. I can only pray, kindly be silent and observe yourselves. Some programs will be running, and that is routine. Thank you.